welcome to the Press On podcast. We're here. We made it. I know over the last couple of weeks, I said it's going to take us a little while to get moved into our new location. Well, I'm happy to report that it all happened a lot faster. We're set up a lot quicker than we thought we would. And for the next foreseeable future, this is the location that we're going to be coming at you from. I'm excited. Things might look a little different as we get more settled in. We don't still have all of our podcasting equipment from the move, and so some stuff is still packed away. Some stuff is still in Michigan, which I'll have to go back and grab. But for the most part, this is what it's going to be, and I couldn't be happier about it. And so if you remember last week, I announced that August 11th, we're going to go big with our show. We're going to do a lot of fun things, and who knows, maybe things will be settled down around here a little bit better. I can show you around. I can show you where we're going to be editing the podcast, where we're shooting from. It's a great location, great story behind this place. In fact, my dad built this place, and so we'll have some fun with that in 2 weeks, August 11th. Don't forget, we have a competition going. We gave a code word last week in the podcast. This week, we're going to give a code word in the podcast. You'll just have to keep listening to when I'll say the code word. And then next week, we'll give a code word as well. And the first person to give me all three code words on August 11th will win a pretty great prize from us. Again, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to the month of August. Hey, since we're in a new location, in our new studio, if that's what you want to call it, I thought it'd be fun to do something familiar. And so we're going to do improv illustration. So if you don't know what that is, it's where we draw a random word out of this little bucket here. And then we make an illustration. It can be about faith or just life in general. And then I'll do one on the spot. I don't know what word I'm going to draw. And then we want to encourage you to do two things. Number one, send me more words. I am running out of words in my bucket. I need more nouns for our bucket. And the number two is we want you to participate. We want you to send in your improv illustrations as well. And so please send those in. You can email us at pressonpod@gmail.com. That's pressonpod@gmail.com. This week's improv illustration word is, we did that one last week. Why do I keep putting in the previous one? We did cross already. I need to do better at not putting words back in. This week's illustration is the word pool. It's summertime, right? Everybody's going to the pool. The problem is, if you don't know how to swim and you just jump into the deep end, you're gonna drown. But gradually, you start from the shallow end and you gradually can get a little bit deeper and deeper and deeper. And the same thing is true about our faith. If we were to just jump in and talk about all this theology and all these words like sanctification and restoration, it would be easy to drown and to get bogged down with everything. And that's really not how our faith and our spirituality works. We start in the shallow end, and over time we grow so we can go a little bit deeper, and we're never going to reach the end. We're never going to reach the deepest point of our faith, but we do grow and we become stronger so we can go a little bit deeper. And the cool part is that's what this podcast is all about. Whether you're a brand new Christian just trying to figure things out, maybe you wouldn't even call yourself a Christian, or you've been a Christian for years, we want to have a podcast where we just have discussions. We communicate with each other on our Facebook community. By the way, join that. When we get 50 members, we're going to do something big. And so make sure you join that. The link is in the show notes below. But that's why we have a community, so we can grow together. We can't do this on our own. If we try, we're going to also drown. And so we want to grow together. And so if I'm ever talking and you're like, oh, Justin's not quite there yet, here's what I know. Email us. Let us know. Let's have that conversation so I can grow and I don't drown. And I'll try to do the same for you, because in this pool we call life, we go deeper together, but we do it when we're strong so we don't drown together. And that's improv illustration. I think you guys can do better. So write in your illustrations, send them in, or video yourself giving illustrations. That would be fun too. And we'll bring that back in a couple of weeks. One more announcement. Don't forget, you can become a Patreon supporter of this show. Just click on the Patreon link below, and you can see all the tiers and levels and what you get if you join to be a Patreon supporter at different levels. We would love your support financially if you are able, but if not, that's all right. This show will always remain free as long as we can do it, because we love doing it. It's exciting. It helps me grow. Hopefully it's helpful for you as well. Guys, can you believe we are on week 6 of the book of Galatians? It seems like we just began this book, and I can't believe we are finishing up. So with that in mind, actually, we need to know what to study next. And so make sure we know. Write it on our Facebook. Write it in. Let's do a vote in our community group online. I'll post that. But let us know what you think we should do next. What book, what topic do you want to learn about together? Or do you have something you want to teach us? If so, we would love to have you come on the show and teach us. It shouldn't just be me, but we're going to need something else after Galatians. And so I'm open to whatever. And so Galatians has been pretty amazing. This whole central theme around our freedom is from Christ and not from doing good things, not from the law, but our freedom comes from Christ. And then we conclude this book with probably my favorite chapter. And it's probably my favorite chapter of this book because of what I've been through in my life and how much I can relate and how much there's things in not just a church that I attended, but the church in general has kind of lacked on. And I'm not saying every Christian, I'm not saying specific church buildings, but I'm just saying in general, the church, the big C church, the body of believers, there is this one thing that I think we could all do a little bit better, but it all starts with me. I have to be able to do this better if I'm calling people to do it better as well. And so I'm not throwing shade at anybody except myself because I could do this better as well. But hey, I just want to interrupt myself. And first of all, thank you for sticking with us this long. But I forgot to give you the password for our big August 11th giveaway. This week's password is Kardashian. And so don't forget, August 11th, you'll need to know this week's code, Kardashian, last week's code. So go back and listen to last week's code. And then you'll also need the code for next week. I can't wait until August 11th. Don't forget week 2's code, Kardashian. And so let's dive into Galatians chapter 6. Let's just start from verse 1. Paul writes this: "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted." And then he goes and says this in verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And so this idea is if somebody wrongs, commits a sin, we are supposed to hold them accountable. We are supposed to help them. But Paul adds a caveat at the end of that. He says, with gentleness. It is really easy for us to judge people who have messed up, who have done wrong. And sometimes we don't know how to approach them. And we definitely don't always approach them with gentleness. And so I think that is key, that yes, we approach them, we call them out, we hold them accountable, but we do it in a way that is loving. And then verse 2 is essentially says that we bear their burdens as well. We don't just tell them that they're wrong and they need to get things right, but we sit with them and we take on their burdens and we work with them through their struggle. And here's what I was talking about. I think that the church has a hard time when somebody messes up, when somebody falls down. It's really easy for us to write a list of things that they need to do in order to get better. But really what people need is somebody to talk to them with gentleness, be firm with the truth, but love them and sit with them and walk through life together with them. I know when I've messed up, there's been people on both sides. People who just told me what is true, which I knew what was true and what I did was wrong. But really, they didn't do much else. And then I had a lot of people who acknowledged what I did, who loved me and was gentle with me and helped me walk each and every day to a place of restoration, to a place of healing and getting better. And I think back to all the times that I have witnessed people fall. And it's really easy for me in my mind to just say, you messed up. You need to fix this. And hey, I'll be praying for you, man. But how did I ever walk with somebody? How did I acknowledge their wrongdoing and love them and held them accountable with gentleness and just watch them go through a season of life? I don't know of a time that I've actually done a really good job at that. But Paul says this is so important. That we love, we correct, but with gentleness, and we carry each other's burdens. And I think about that phrase, carry somebody's burdens. When somebody is going through something, we don't like to feel that on ourselves. That's their burden, not our burden. But if we are all brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, if we are all one body, the weight somebody feels has to be felt by another. I mean, you don't go to the gym and pick up weights and it doesn't affect multiple muscles, that it only affects one muscle. No, if you pick up a weight wrong, say you're working out your abs and you have a weight that you're going to do crunches with, but you pick it up wrong, you could hurt the muscles in your back. And that's the idea, that the burden, the pain, the weight of something should be felt by everyone, as there's this commonality of wanting to walk together to a place of restoration. And I love that idea, that we're not in this life alone. And no, we don't let people off with a pass and say, oh, it's okay what you did, it's fine, we love you. No, you help them, you hold them accountable, but there's a way to do that, and you have to stick with them. You don't just say, no, you need to get better, here's what you need to do, and then we walk out of their lives. That will help absolutely nobody. And so I do want to end with something Paul says. Starting in verse 9, he says this, let us not grow weary from doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up. So then, as we have every opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So we do good, we don't give up, and we do good especially to our brothers and our sisters. And you see so many churches divided. You see so many different denominations divided. You see so many sections of Christians divided. And man, a body can't function, number one, if it's not carrying its burdens together, and number two, if it's divided. It's really hard to carry burdens if your body is divided. Like if I had no arms and no legs, it would really be hard for me to go to the gym and work out and carry the weight. And the same thing is if Christ's body is divided, we can't carry each other's burdens. And I don't know of a message that's more prevalent today, not just in my own life, but in the life of Christianity. You look at churches in other countries, these churches that are persecuted and they have to meet underground. And man, are they united? Man, do they carry each other? But I think American churches just kind of get comfortable kind of get lazy. We'll go to church on Sunday if we're feeling up to it, and we'll call it good, and we'll stick to ourselves on the weekdays because we just got our family, and that's all we really need. But man, do we really do need each other. I don't even know if I said that right. But we really do need each other is what I was trying to say. And so if you only get one thing this week, I hope it's this idea that as you see people mess up, as you yourself mess up, we hold each other accountable. We do it with love and gentleness. We carry each other's burdens and we don't give up. We actually just do one thing. And that's one thing I want to encourage you to do this week. And that's to press on. Hey, we can't wait to see you next week for another episode. We're going to do a topical study on a very important topic, so you're not going to want to miss it. Until then, adios.